Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Are you ready? To get hot. Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast.
Welcome. Tonight's show was very, very fun. We had an interesting date review Monday. Remember last week we had a special edition? Well, yeah. Got even more special.
It did. I've been betrayed.
By who? By me or by Max?
Find out. Grow soon.
Grow
fun up. Though. But whatever. Fun though. It's not a bad betrayal. It's just, you know what? I saw it coming. But
I know. But the thing is, I think that there's always room for improvement. Anyway, listen to see what we're talking about. And now I talk about my disguise. And no, it's not Miss Mysterious. It's not.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So I went out on the weekend, Rowan.
Which is rare.
So rare. I actually was going to stay in, but you, Max, Kath, a few of my other friends were all out, like six people messaging me being like, what are you doing tonight?
Yeah.
And it was about 8:30 and I was like, I've kind of cleaned the house. Like I was like,
what are you supposed to do?
I could go to sleep. And Walter is just my little puppy. He's just cuddling nappy sleepy. And then I was like, oh, I better just go out. Like I'll just go out. Got dressed, went out, met my friends, had a fun night. But I went to this first bar and I know a lot of you will roll your eyes, but I'm telling you, it's really hard for me to go out. A lot of people ask for photos of me,
yeah.
So it's nearly impossible, and it just gives me anxiety. So I went to this first bar, and no one really cared that I was there. It was great. No, I think I had one person come up and say they loved me. That was great. That was fine. They didn't ask for a photo. Iconic. And they were just really nice on the way out. And we're like, I love you. Okay, bye. I'm going to go. I was like, bye. Great.
Great.
Very nice. Perfect interaction. And then we went to this one gay bar in Sydney called The Imperial, if you know it. And we're going to go there, but it's very much my fans.
Yeah.
I swear that's every person in that bar listens to my podcast. And when I go there, it is personal hell. Very fun, but personal hell. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
great bar. But for me, not so much. So I went to a different bar on Oxford Street and went to this club, went in there, went to the bathroom and I got in there and then my friend ordered a drink for me. So I went to the bathrooms and in that time, three photos were asked for. And
The Imperial?
No, at this other bar.
Oh, sorry.
And I was like, I just can't do this. I'm going to go home. And then one of my friends had a wig. So they were like, put the wig on. So I took the wig from their gorgeous head. And my other friend had a hair tie, so we tied my hair, put the wig on, placed it on my cranium. And then I also put sunglasses on. I had a cap as well, but we were like, it's too much disguise. It's too much disguise. It's too obvious. It's a disguise.
Weird. It would be weird, yeah.
Whereas the wig plus the glasses could be a dress up and no one would think it was me. It didn't look realistic, but it did look like it wasn't automatically me, if that makes sense.
Of course, yeah.
And also people would be too confused to ask for a photo. You know, they wouldn't think that it was me in a Kris Jenner style mullet.
It might be like she looks like Abby Chatfield, but I don't think it is.
Yeah, right. So we went to this bar. I danced all night with a nice little disguise, and I sent you a video halfway through. Just so been like, funny. Got a wig.
I'm wigging.
It was so much fun. So no one noticed me. I felt like I was a mask on The Masked Singer.
Wow.
I know. So no one asked me to take it off, unfortunately.
Imagine that. Take it off.
You're me struggling. Osha, I FaceTime Osha to do it. I'm like, Osha, for ambiance.
Do you reckon you'll do it again? Do you reckon you're going to get your own wigs?
I don't know.
Because you can get some really great wigs.
But if I do, I'm not going to tell anyone.
Oh, my man. I may have ruined your surprise.
I don't want people to. I'm sorry, everyone, but I really don't. I just want to have a night out at the club without people asking for photos of me.
Yeah.
You know? So that would be nice. But the issue is if I'm seen with you, you have to also wear a disguise.
Ah.
Because if they think, oh, that looks like Abby, then they see you next to me.
They'll be like, that's
definitely
Abby.
It's definitely Abby. Same with Kath, kind of.
Kath would be the same.
Mm.
Does Kath get asked about you out if they're by themselves?
I have no idea.
Because I do all the time.
Do you? See?
All the time.
And is it slightly annoying?
Yes.
Yes. Imagine being me. Imagine how I feel.
I'm not you.
Yeah.
I get grabbed, mate. People grab me.
People grab me as well. I was on a run once during lockdown, during peak lockdown when we had to wear masks outside, that peak lockdown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that I was literally jogging with my Rocky Horror Picture Show soundtrack in my ears and they grabbed me while I was running. And I was like, first of all, don't touch me. It's COVID.
Don't touch me.
It's COVID. Like the middle, like peak. And then they wanted to take a photo without my mask on. And I was like, no.
And you've touched me already.
Also, it's illegal.
Yes, can you imagine? Stitch up.
And imagine if they were actually a cop. Got ya.
Dragon.
Yeah. Speaking of masks.
Oh, hey. Next. 13, 10, 60. Did you watch The Masked Singer?
I did. I've actually watched it twice. In real life and on telly.
Wow.
Dedicated fan.
If you watched last night, I'm telling you right now. Call 13, 10, 60. $500 up for grabs.
Give us a call.
$500. You want the money. You had to be listening and watching The Masked Singer last night. 13, 10, 60, call us now. You can win cash.
Hot Nights Podcast. The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
Everyone, it's finally happened, and we thought it would be fun to quiz ya.
Money as well.
And also it starts again in 13 minutes.
Yeah.
Yet again, you can watch The Masked Singer. We had a reveal last night and we want to make sure you were watching intently. We want to make sure you remembered what happened on the show.
Yeah.
So we're going to quiz you and if you get it right, we give you some money. So.
That's what we do.
Let's begin. Hi, Paris.
Hello. How you going?
I'm good, babe. Did you enjoy last night's episode?
We loved it. And can I just say, you looked incredible as well.
Thank you. Oh, my God. My makeup artist, Renee, and hair as well. We love her. Shout out to Renee.
Amazing.
She was incredible. Every night she betters herself. Actually, semi-final is peak, and you'll see that, and you'll go, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ridiculous. Yeah, everyone commented. Everyone was like, wow, I think Osha called me a goddess.
Did he?
I believe so.
Wow.
Yeah, when amazing. I walked down the hallway. Yeah. All right, so we've got a question for you. Shall we drone it up?
You want a drone? You think it's drone time?
I think it's kind of drone. Do you think it's drone worthy? That feels good.
Sorry, that was jazzy and it felt good.
So fast. I was trying to pad there with more talking between the drone. Didn't need to.
See, it's just I use these two hands as I need to.
There's two antennae.
Sorry, I just slime through it.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Yeah, the slime makes it less friction.
Yes. It makes it better. Absolutely. All right, so shall we play some singing from Miss Glitterball?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Mirable. Isn't she amazing, Paris?
It was incredible. That's my favourite costume, definitely.
Me too. And when you're in the room, the lights reflect off her as she moves.
Oh, and it
just takes up the entire stage. Sometimes even you have to put sunnies on, you know, because she gets your eyes.
Blinding.
Blinds.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, you're going to ask the question, Rowan, or am I?
You ask it.
Okay. Paris. Yes. Who did I guess for Mirable?
Think being a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fan, you guess Kyle Richards.
Let's see if you're right. All of my hours watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills has led to this moment.
People said that was a waste of time.
No one said that, Husey. I had so many reasons why this is Kyle Richards.
Yes!
Well done, Paris. $500 to you.
Amazing.
Thanks to The Masked Singer, yeah.
That's incredible.
Paris, who did you think it was?
So I was thinking, it was really funny because someone guessed Olivia Newton-John's daughter and I thought that as well.
Okay, interesting.
And like everything fit into it. So I was like, oh, it's got to be like, yeah.
Well, things are fitting for Olivia Newton-John. Things are fitting for Kyle Richards. This is the thing. They fit for more than one person. So you've got to keep watching to see who it is.
We will definitely be watching tonight.
Can't wait.
Good on you, Paris. Tonight on 10, 5 new masks, and behind one of them is a Commonwealth Games gold medalist. Will you guess who it is? The Masked Singer, 7:30 tonight on 10, and be listening, be watching it. Make sure you're really into it.
We should get on the TV behind you.
I don't know. Are we allowed? Maybe copyright, you know those things.
Oh, copyright. All those I'll put it on my 10 Play on my app, because there's a 10 Play app that you can watch live TV on.
If you're listening, be watching $5 tomorrow night.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
It's time for... The Movie Game.
Oh, the movie man is back, baby.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Hear ye, he's in studio. He's just simply a man.
And you know, relatable man.
So relatable. So because Rowan seems to claim to know everything about movies, and to be honest, he was proving himself there for a while.
For a
while.
He
won like 10 in a row.
So good.
And because I know nothing of movies, we thought of a game that will both teach me and humble him. So here's what happens.
It's a great tagline, by the way. Well
to
done.
To teach Rowan? Wait.
To teach you and
teach
humble
Abby
Rowan.
And to humble Rowan. There we go.
Fantastic.
So I read out vague descriptions of plots of movies.
Yep.
And you verse our beautiful contestant. Its name's as buzz as you've got to guess what the movie is. I mean, to prove that you are the movie buff that you say you
movie
are.
Movie man,
get out the way. Tegan is our contestant. Hi, Tegan.
Hello, how are you?
I'm hopeful. How are you feeling?
Yeah, all right. Hopefully I go okay.
Tegan, I need more passion than that.
No,
how are you feeling, Tegan?
I'm so good. Absolutely ready for this.
Great.
Tegan sounds rattled. Tegan sounds nervous.
I'm a bit, I won't lie.
And there you go.
Tegan,
I'm
Tegan,
in her
Tegan.
Head already. What's new?
Tegan.
Here we go.
Have a breath with me. Ready?
Okay. Oh, okay, yeah, we're good.
God, slower than that, but all right. I felt that was just barely to the back of your throat. We need a belly breath.
I want
that. So I learned today in speech pathology. All right. Let's go.
Let's go.
This movie follows two lovebirds from different worlds. He's an average guy with a fondness for beer who works at a low-level job. While she's an aspiring writer from a wealthy and cultured family. The disapproval of family and friends does not prevent the pair from wedding, but their disastrous honeymoon in Italy with an unwelcome appearance from ex-boyfriend nearly succeeds in tearing them apart. Or their ill-fated honeymoon. This film stars...
Tegan.
Yes.
I'll go. I've got no idea. Romeo and Juliet.
It's not a white chick.
It's Romeo. Baz Luhrmann's version.
I can't.
It's not right, is it? It's not right.
No, absolutely not.
It's not right.
Okay, all right, keep going.
Ashton Kutcher and Brittany Murphy star in this film.
Oh, no.
Oh, I can see it. I don't know the title. I know.
Five, four, three, two, one.
What happens in Vegas?
Okay, wrong. It was actually Just Married.
Oh, Just Married!
Never seen it, never heard of it.
Yeah, neither. I won't lie.
No, right. I know it. I just, you know. Movie
Romeo
man
and
just
Juliet.
Didn't know. Romeo and Juliet.
Which version were you thinking about, T? The one with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In cool. Italy, on Best honeymoon.
Yeah.
In Italy, honeymoon vibes. It does all go awry.
Yeah,
something
it does.
Bad
it
happens.
It does, Tegan. It does.
Except they both die. All right.
Yeah.
Well, awful.
All right,
God,
next
he's
one.
Hot in that movie.
All right, next one, let's go.
Oh, all right, Tegan.
Tegan.
Stay in your lane, babe.
Calm down, Tegan. She wants to forget about the embarrassment of thinking of guessing Romeo and Juliet.
That's top. Right. That's top three.
In an American town in the 1960s, a dance-loving teen auditions for a place on a TV show.
Movie man. I think it's Hairspray.
Oh, yes.
Oh, what?
See, here's the vibe, Tegan, right? People think I don't know movies, but you know what? The movie man knows movies.
Oh.
All right.
Does.
You're right.
I'm shocking. All right, let's go. Next one.
Don't let me, don't let me in your head, Tegan.
Tegan,
come on. I'm really trying here. I really am.
Tegan, it's okay.
All right.
Let's go.
Yeah.
A big business is the largest frightening factory in this mythical world. And one of the main characters is very good at being very frightening. He is scary because he is huge, intimidating, and he has coloured fur with large coloured spots and horns. Guys, come on. His assistant, best friend and roommate is an opinionated, feisty little creature.
Boo man. That was the cadence. I'm allowed to do cadence. You used a new cadence and it threw us both off.
Okay.
Monsters, Inc.
Yes. My favourite movie.
But.
My favourite movie of all time, except that isn't a musical.
I reckon there could be a Monsters, Inc. musical.
I've watched it probably 15 times. And that's a lot for me because I don't like movies.
That's a lot of it. That'd be one of the five. Sorry, Tegan.
Sorry, Tegan. Tegan, you tried your best. But I'm, and you know what? I actually want to give you a prize just for making me laugh so hard. Can I do that?
We'll find her a prize.
Because that was so funny. Do you want me to choose one or do you want...
We'll do it in the back end. We'll do it in the back end.
Max will give you a prize. You made me laugh. So now you know, everyone, if you make me laugh hard enough...
Get a prize.
It's like at the end of Monsters, Inc. when they do the laugh, they fill up with laughter rather than screaming. That's what it's like.
Because it's because you know what? Laughter is better than screaming.
Absolutely. All right. Well done, Tegan.
Well done, Tegan. Well, we can try again.
It was very funny.
What is it now? Movie Prince?
Movie Prince.
Movie Prince, you know. Your next trip to the movie is going to hold a comfy at Hoyts. Book your recliner seats now at hoyts.com.au. Playing again next Monday.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
A couple has been absolutely stitched up.
Really?
At a bar in Mykonos. Now, we all know Mykonos is expensive, right? As all tourist locations are. Like, having a drink right near the Opera House is a bit more expensive than usual, right? Like,
mates come to town, the Tasmanians, and they just go, they go, I'm not spending $15 on a schooner. And I go, yeah, but guys, you're next to the Opera House and you're looking at the bridge. Like,
You're going to be thirsty, I guess, then, because we're still going to sit here, aren't we? Yes, exactly. We're not going to go up to a random pub, you know, 20 minutes outside town if you're in a tourist. You got to do it. You got to pay this extra. And usually when you budget for a holiday, you budget to pay a bit more than usual, like a $15 schooner.
Yeah.
But this American couple, and usually... I will say, usually when Americans complain, I go, get a grip. Because they're very Karen vibes, Americans, I find. Like they're very, because of their tipping culture over there, they're very entitled. Whenever I used to work in hospo and Americans would come in, you would not want to serve them because they would tip you, but they would be so entitled and like complain about the silliest things.
Yeah.
But you know what? I reckon these two have got a point. So they were on holiday. They were waiting for a cab. I think you could order a cab inside this bar. So we'll pop in for a drink. Why not? We're in holes.
Yeah.
May as well.
Yep.
This couple ordered 2 beers and 2 cocktails. Now, how much, Rowan, would you normally spend for that on holiday? Keep in mind, Mykonos, looking over the water.
Yeah, on holiday. Oh, looking over the water. Well, on holiday, let's say 2 beers, 2 cocktails.
I'd say $25 a cocktail.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of... I would say probably about...
Because usually it's 18, so I'd say 25 because it is a lot more in Mykonos.
I was just thinking, let's say you're on holidays, tourist prices, maybe just over $100.
Yep. And then, right, okay. So...
That's fair, right? That makes sense.
It makes complete sense because you know you're going to make more. This couple were charged $800 Australian for 2 beers. Now, they weren't given a menu. Apparently, they were just read it. Because I kind of thought, well, like, you saw the prices on the menu. You chose not look. Nope, they were just read out. Like, they said, what can we get? And they're probably like, we can get beers, you can get cocktails, you can get whatever.
Oh, my God.
They also ordered some seafood, sorry, as well. They ordered a dozen oysters, which, you know, I wouldn't even get paid to eat. So,
yum.
And they were trying to complain, but they were surrounded by a big group of hulking men. It's a great descriptor. Now, I think we've all had a moment like this. For example, do you want me to tell you mine?
Oh, yeah.
So please. I went on a holiday in April. I went to the UK and Italy. Weird combination. There's a reason why my friend was getting married and I still wanted to go somewhere else other than -2 Scotland.
Yes.
love you, Laura, but it just wasn't worth it for me to be in Edinburgh for a week on the first time overseas since COVID.
Nope.
And I was spending a bit because, you know, last time I went overseas, I did not have the money that I had. It was 2019.
Oh.
You know, it was actually for Bachelor in Paradise. And, you know, this time I had some money I'd saved and also wanted to treat myself. So we were staying in a very nice hotel, like a very, very nice hotel. And I kind of knew things would be more expensive. Like the pizzas, I think, were like €24, which is like
for a pizza,
$40-something Australian. Wow. But they were yum. I mean, we were on Lake Como on the water and we were there for 3 nights. And, you know, you just think, again, you just go whatever. So we organized an e-bike tour.
Cool.
Because I asked the girl at reception, I said, oh, what should we do tomorrow? We don't want to do too much, like anything really all day, but just a couple of hours, just something to do because it's a weird time of year. It's not quite hot enough to swim yet.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, do this e-bike tour. It's so much fun.
Great.
The next morning we get down there and he goes, so how are you going to pay? And I was like, oh, I can just pay on my card or you can put it on the room, whatever. He's like, right, put it on the room. He writes out a little like slip and he's writing. He was very nice, this man. He was writing out. And how much do you think an e-bike tour for, I think it was 4 hours, including the little car that takes, the little train that takes you up to the top of the mountain. How much
gondola,
do you think?
Yeah.
No, not a gondola.
What's a gondola?
A gondola is a boat.
But they call it, like the ski villages and stuff, that thing that takes you up there, they call the gondola.
I thought they were called.
Like, there's also gondola boats. Sorry.
But it's not that. Anyway, it's a train. It's called, it's something, you know, it's a train on the ground.
Okay, train.
And how much do you think it would cost for a couple of hours of like e-biking?
How many people on the tour?
Just me and Connor.
Oh, you had a tour guide?
Yep. And his brother.
And his brother?
Yep.
So a tour guide and his mate?
Yeah, for some reason.
Hey, like camera, you know, do what you like.
How much would you reckon?
I would say, if you're talking 4 hours, tour guide, private tour, $250 an hour, like maybe $300 an hour. So like $1,000.
So I didn't think that. It was €700.
Well, yeah.
Really?
I mean, I wouldn't have done it, but like a private. Yeah. I mean, Lake Como.
I was like, we're going for a bike ride.
How much did you think it was going to be worth? No, what? Bike ride would be like, can I borrow your bike, go around the Como and come back and drop it off?
I would have done.
Did he tell you about the place?
I don't know how much I thought, but I didn't think it would be €700.
That is, no.
That's $1,500 Australian.
Yeah, that is so much money.
And then I said, oh, give it a pass, actually, because I don't really care about the bikes that much. And then he was like, we can do a shorter one and not go to the peak, and it'll only be €500. So I was like, sure.
Oh, so you did it.
Yeah, I did it because I was like, again, we're on holiday, but I just would have liked the person the night before when I booked it, maybe saying, by the way, it's €700.
Wow.
But I guess when you're staying at a hotel that is that expensive, they just assume you have endless money, which, you know, maybe is fair enough. That holiday cost me a lot of money. Anyway.
I can imagine.
I thought you'd be shocked at the €700.
No, the fact that the fact that you were prepared to spend €700 on a bike tour is nuts. But taking into account it was a private tour and at Lake Como, I can understand why it would be like... Also, I thought like $1,000 Australian. So that would be like what? Like €500? Yeah, I can see that. I can 100% see that. At Lake Como, when you're paying $50 on pizza...
Babe, I guess I just don't do activities on holiday. Also, I haven't been on a holiday where I can afford to do these things. I've not ever like...
Tap.
I've never gone on a holiday like as a child. You know, I don't know what these things cost.
And if anyone's listening going, oh, Rowan's maybe... from a posh family who has lots of money. No.
Just has common sense, probably. Yeah, to know that a private... I didn't think of it that much. Anyway, he was a very lovely man. And honestly, it was... I wouldn't say worth it, but it was lovely.
Look back on it.
It was a nice day.
Yep.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't pay €500 again. So give us a call, 131060. When do you feel like you were a bit ripped off on holiday?
Yeah, what was it? Was it money? Was it too much at the restaurant you walk in? Maybe like this, but these people... $800 on a couple of drinks. What was it?
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So there was a poor couple. Well, not financially poor if they paid this, but, you know, the poor darlings, they went to a, and not being sarcastic, by the way, it's like I am.
Yeah.
They went to a bar in Mykonos. They ordered 2 beers, 2 cocktails and some oysters, and it cost them $800.
I wonder how much the oysters were then.
Like I'd love to see a photo of the bill.
It would have been the oysters that threw it up.
Do you think maybe it was like, you know, you can get certain, like obviously caviar is always expensive,
always.
But like you can get certain prawns or certain seafood sometimes can really be skewed.
Well, that place was called DK Oyster Bar.
Right.
I reckon they went into a specialist oyster bar, got the best oysters, and went, how much an oyster?
That actually
don't
could
you reckon?
Be it.
I reckon that's what they've done. And that's how they've buggered it up.
And maybe that's why there isn't a photo of the receipt. Because usually there is a photo of the receipt. Anyway, we asked you, when did you get scammed a little bit
We're just asking, you know?
We get taken advantage of.
Yeah. We're just taken advantage of. You know, sometimes I can imagine. You know, like it's like when you're in New York. You've been to America?
Been to America, yeah.
They will see you walking down the strip and they go, tourist, I'll get him.
Yep.
We're talking that type of stuff. 131060, if you've been ripped off in any sort of way. Give us a call. Ailey, hi.
Hi.
How
hi,
are
Ailey.
You?
Good.
Good.
How were you ripped off?
A friend and I were traveling through Europe and we're in London. And we went out for some drinks with some friends, or four of us. And we got stopped halfway through our meal because we had a £1,000 bill they wanted us to cover before we could finish.
And what had you eaten?
Well, we just had a normal main and then just some drinks. We weren't drunk. We were literally so normal. And then $1,000 later or £1,000 later.
Do you know how much a drink was? I can remember what.
No, I remember it was during the World Cup. So there were so many tourists in London. And so I think they just must have hiked the prices up. We didn't check the menu. We just were like, oh, we'll order what we want.
Yeah, because you think, how much can a risotto be?
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. Wow. So, okay. Well, that's to be stopped halfway through. At least I did that. At least I did that rather than waiting until it was £3,000. And then they're like, sorry.
True, but I was kind of offended as well. Like, I'm not going to run off from a meal.
People must have.
But also gotten mad at the waiters.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and gone,
frustrated.
Hang on, you know, so maybe the waiters are trying to protect themselves because maybe they know that it's a really high price and unwell.
So when you're overseas, the name of the game now is to always just double check?
Double check, baby.
No one wants
take a calculator.
Yep, good idea, yeah.
Scientific.
Hot Nights Podcast.
It's actually very disorientating not being able to see while you're on radio.
You are blindfolded.
I'm blindfolded, everyone, because we're doing a very special moment. I'm auditioning to be a judge on MasterChef.
Yep.
Can I cook more than five meals? No. But do I like to judge? Am I a professional judger now and that I'm on MasterSinger?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, you are.
So, actually, I have some credentials. I keep wrapping my face on the microphone. It smells like Glen 20.
It's in front of you, bud.
Nice. Yeah, that's very clean.
Good.
Great practices in this studio.
Glad the announcers are doing their job.
Absolutely. All right. Well, so you explain, Rowan, because I'm actually really struggling to talk.
So I've started cooking again because I'm trying to get a bit healthier, go to the gym more. I'm trying to just eat a bit better for my body. You know, I've maybe been partying a lot since the start of the year, so I'm just trying to eat better. And one of the things I do.
Since the start of the year?
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, babe.
It hasn't been good.
Hell yeah.
So I cook when I try and get healthier. And one of the things I cook is a beautiful frittata.
Mm.
Gorgeous frittata.
Mm.
I sent you a photo of it today, hence why you're blindfolded.
Mm-hmm.
And you went, surely you're bringing some. I said, well, why don't you test it on the air?
Mm. And I said, I want to compare it because I'm now a judger.
And you are a judger.
So we have your frittata and we have a professionally made frittata.
Professionally made frittata.
Professionally made frittata.
So we are going to start now one of the frittatas.
Okay, now Max is going to feed it to Mara.
Just open up, doll. Open up.
Here comes the airplane.
There we go. Yep, perfect. Big bite. Lovely.
Oh, very hot.
That's the first one. A bit hot?
Very hot.
Very hot.
Very
we didn't think of the heat. We didn't. Okay, you've tried it. Do what you do. Maybe do what you do with wine and they circle and spit.
Oh, very hot.
It's okay. Still in there. Still chewing. I think she's trying to figure out whether or not to swallow it. Here comes the spit. This is spit. Oh.
It's very nummy, though.
It's nummies? Okay.
Okay. That was really okay. That felt like there was a crisp. There was a beautiful crisp. I didn't want to spit it out because it was so nummies.
Okay.
Beautiful crisp on top almost.
Mm-hmm.
A fresh tomato burst in my mouth.
Oh, divine.
Just everywhere, all over my mouth. Covered
Perfect.
In tomato juice.
That's what we like.
There were also some different textures in there, perhaps zucchini.
Yep, okay.
And even some different flavours. And also the actual frittata itself,
okay.
I guess the batch that makes up the frittata, light and fluffy.
What's it?
I would say
Very
that
good.
Is...
Very good. How was it?
9 nummies out of 10 nummies.
9 out of 10 nummies?
Only thing I would like is maybe some like feta in there or something.
Interesting.
But that's a personal preference, not a quality preference. You know what I mean? It's not a quality. It's more of a, I love cheese.
Okay.
Unless there is some in there.
Well, that
and
is...
if there is, I want more.
Okay, interesting.
Okay.
So that was the first frittata.
That
not
was
sure.
Nummies.
Not sure whether or not that was the.
If that's the one you made, that's actually so impressive.
We'll try number two
okay.
now.
Is it
open
really
up.
Hot, Max?
I haven't put it in my mouth.
Okay.
Here we go. And in goes the second bite. Big bite. That's a big piece. You did say you were nummies. All right, in it goes. She's chewing. She's definitely chewing.
I don't like this one.
Why? What's wrong with that one?
Oh, I was going to eat it.
What are you talking about? What's wrong with it?
Mm.
Okay, well, just spit it out then if you don't like it. If you don't like it.
Oh, my God, what is that?
What do you mean? Okay, she's spitting it out.
Maybe give me a smaller bit.
Maybe
it was overwhelming.
I reckon the bit was too big.
It was really big and it really felt like a big mush in my mouth.
Okay, yeah, you don't want that.
And only like one mush in my mouth.
Yeah, you
ice cream.
Ice cream. Is what we're talking about, the ice cream. Isn't
little bite.
Okay, little bite now.
Max.
See, Max doesn't know little. That's the problem. Oi, oi. Okay. Chewing. Definitely chewing this time. I think the problem was that was maybe a big piece.
This tastes like an omelette.
Tastes like an omelette.
Now, it has some potato on there.
Okay.
And the texture, it's very mushy.
Very mushy.
If I ordered this from a cafe and it was like a weekend special... You know, coffee and frittata for $5.
Yeah, I get
it. Wouldn't be mad.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't order it again. It was okay. Nummies. I would say 4 out of 10 nummies.
4 out of 10 nummies.
I know. I'm nervous because I feel like I've offended you. But if you did that first one, I'm not going to say it because I don't want to get too excited. But it was nummies.
Okay. All right. Well, I will now reveal which one was my one.
I feel sick. Not
okay.
From the frittata.
Okay.
From nerves and the drone.
Take your blindfold off. So you can see me. Now you're going to look at the frittatas. Don't look at them yet. You feel better now your blindfold's off?
Yeah, I do think Max messed that one up. Sorry, Max. Not your fault, but I think to have the flavour profiles, I needed to have a smaller bite, and the smaller bite was better.
Okay.
So don't take me spitting it out if it was yours. As a personal offence.
Well, you did eat the second piece he gave you, though.
It was nummies, yeah. I would eat it. I just think the first one was really nummies.
Mine. Have a guess which one mine was. Have a guess which
I
one
actually think
mine
it might
was.
Be the first one. Because I actually have faith in you.
My one. Was the second one.
Oh. I mean, it was nummies.
No, it wasn't.
No, you know what?
So
it
what
actually,
was the
give
problem?
My, like, give me, no, okay. It was too much egg. Let me see this other one.
Oh, Max, you didn't give any of the feta.
Oh.
Was
that
there feta
you're...
in it? Hang on. I reckon it should be not. No, it's still bad.
Let me have this up. Is this the other one? Sorry, babe.
It's so much better, isn't it?
It's so much better. Where's that from?
Mac here, Mike's on.
It's just from Coles.
He cooked it. He went home and cooked it to make
well,
sure
I think
we
maybe...
I roasted that myself.
Maybe you should make me another frittata.
Another one?
Because I do like a frittata, so I think maybe...
No, I'm putting a heart out on this. I had to cook a frittata half an hour before the show to compare to, so it's a big no.
Fair enough. Maybe I'll make something for you soon.
Great, good. Hot nights with Abby Chatfield and a failed frittata.
It was nummies.
Nummies, but just failed. Okay.
Yeah.
Still love you, I guess.
Love you.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
The Masked Singer.
Wow, it started. It's on. The Masked Singer. Finally.
Oh, it's finally happened. And honestly, I enjoyed watching it back as much as I enjoyed filming it.
Great.
It's great. It's such a fun show. And we have a little spoiler, everyone.
We do.
So...
This
if
is
you
the...
haven't seen it. Now, usually I think if you have a sook about spoilers, you are a Sookie McSookerson. And you need to cry. But with this show, I actually get it because it is the entire point of the show and it does ruin it.
It does ruin it.
And we're only a day later. Isn't like it's a week later. It's only the next day. You could have had something else on last night. So I understand. Just watch it on 10 play and just turn down your radio for a moment.
Yes. Spoiler alert. Here it comes. The reveal. The first reveal of the Masked Singer.
Here it comes.
From Neighbours!
Oh my God, it is Ryan Maloney, a.k.a. Toadie, a.k.a. Toadfish. Hi, low. Hi, Ryan. How you going, gorgeous?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Great. How's your press day been so far? Really fun?
Yeah, it's been pretty busy. It's not like I didn't just do a massive press day like a week and a half ago for the end of Neighbours.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, you've done a lot
like
of these in the past.
Everyone now.
I know. Everyone's like, we just spoke to you. So obviously Neighbours has come to an end. You finally had a break after 27 years on that show. You had a breather and now you've got your full press day for the Masked Singer. Mate, how does it feel to be revealed on the first episode?
Oh, mate, you know what? I'm bummed because I really enjoyed that. I was pumped to just go a couple more rounds. Yeah. I tell you, that was good fun. Yeah,
it was so fun, and you were so great. I loved. I don't think people really saw it on the show, but your costume, your mask, actually was spurting out almost vape-like gas.
Spurting out gas.
It looked like his head was like on fire at some points. It was.
Wow.
It was one of the best masks, and I was so devastated that you went because I loved the theatrics. Now, during the show, did you want to be guest by us or were you, were you enjoying being a bit anonymous for once?
Oh, look, I knew that none of you were actually going to come close, to be honest.
Yeah, well,
I thought there's no way.
I don't know. I feel like the clues were not clear at all. Like there were really obscure ones. Like for example, the PVC pipe. You were like, yeah, my dad's a plumber. And I was like, how am I supposed to know that, Ryan Maloney?
I know. But even to be honest, the clues, they had to remind me what they were about, to be honest. They're that obscure.
Exactly. Wow. Yeah, we'd ask someone the mask and they go, oh, I have no idea what that's about.
Oh, how am I supposed to know?
So you said before, you wish you could have stayed for longer. I do as well. What songs did you have prepared for us?
The next song I had was Super Freak. I was super pumped to do that one. That was, and to be honest, like Bad Habits, like that was my worst song. That was the hardest one because it was really high for me. So
you sounded good.
Yeah, so I was really kind of looking forward to kind of doing stuff that was kind of down a bit.
Oh God, it would have been so fun. It's so devastating because, you know, the first episode, we're all so hyped up. We have no idea who's behind these masks. Yeah. So we can't be biased at all. But I feel like if I would have been, I would have wanted you to stay for longer.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, I thought you were great. So I have a quick question, though. On Neighbours, obviously, there have been a lot of musicians born out of the show. Why did we never get a Toadie single?
It took 4 weeks to get Gary Pinto to be able to sing, get me to sing that song.
Oh.
So, you know.
Right.
I think an album might be something like 4 years in the making.
Oh, my God. Well, I loved watching you. I'm so sad you went first. You were one of my favourites. I won't say that to everyone. I was so devastated when you were chosen because, you know, it's part audience, part judging panel.
Yes, it is.
And I'll let you know, I didn't vote for you to go. So,
good.
Just so you're aware. But well done. We're so proud of you.
It was bloody Husey, wasn't it?
It was Husey. I don't know who it was.
He
I have no
to
idea.
See the Hop.
Yeah, he was dying to see the Hop very selfishly. But Ryan, you were so much fun on the show. And now have a big rest after the end of Neighbours. God, the end of the Masked Singer. Now you could have the biggest sleep in of anyone ever tomorrow morning.
What are you talking about? The block's about to start.
Oh, yeah.
You're on.
Bye, Ryan. Thanks so much.
All right. Cheers, guys. See ya.
Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
Your first date?
How did it go?
Did you guys do it?
Ooh. Was it amazing?
Oh, guys. First Date Friday has turned into Date Review Monday, as it does every week.
It does.
We can rely on that. If nothing else, we can rely on that.
Yeah.
And last week, we had a special edition of First Date Friday, and that was our gorgeous digital producer/normal producer.
Yes.
Trin went on a first date because she recently had a breakup.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she thought, sacrificial lamb vibes. She'll do one for the team.
And see, if you missed it, guys, we've been doing it ever since we started, and they've always been really good, but it's slowly become safer and safer. Mm. It's slowly become more normal for us to meet someone, and then they date them forever, and they probably marry them. So we're looking for some stuff.
It was nice. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. Like, we're happy for you, but not for us.
That's, and you know, we are here for us.
So we wanted to spice it up. We wanted to make a little mini reality show. Mm-hmm. And thank God a producer was there. Yeah. The producer mind, you were also willing, and you also want, you know, you want what's best for the show, not for yourself.
Yeah.
So you did what we told you to, and we told you to put an alarm on your phone every 15 minutes, mm-hmm. and you have to go to the bathroom and not tell him why. Just go, oh, I'm just going to the toilet. And then until he asks you, why do you keep going to the toilet?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Now tell us from start to finish, Trin.
Okay, well, let's set the scene because this date was last night and I went out on Saturday night. And I had a little bit of an incident after drinking too many sodas.
Sodas.
Right.
And as you both in the studio can see, but would have to describe it for listeners, I've got a big scrape on my forehead.
Big scrape.
Yeah. Not subtle.
Big.
Can't hide with makeup.
No.
Big scrape.
And also it's very fresh, obviously, so it would hurt to put makeup on.
Yeah.
So it's not even an option.
I didn't even try. I was just like, no, this isn't going to work.
And a band-aid makes it more noticeable. Big bandage on your head.
And it is big enough that everyone that walks past goes, ooh, you okay? What have you done?
Yeah.
And then poor Trin has to repeat the story like she does now.
So it's her entire forehead to the left-hand side. Yeah. It isn't a small little scrape. It is the entire forehead, left-hand side above the eye.
Yeah. And so first of all, I'm like, okay, great. I have to go with this. This is embarrassing. But also because I went a little bit too hard on the sodas Saturday night, all of Sunday I was dying of a hangover.
Mm-hmm.
Like an hour before we had to meet, I was spewing up blue Powerade on my bathroom floor.
Really?
An hour before we had to meet. I would cancel. I would cancel.
No, but I was like, I can't cancel.
Thursday, Friday.
You can't, no.
Because then you won't work. We'll be like, you. So I was like, okay, I just need to do this. I need to go for it. And obviously we'd already organised to meet up for drinks, but I was like, I'm in no mindset to do more alcohol. So I ended up just getting a boring old lemon lime and soda.
Bitters.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so that was a bit awkward at first because I had to quickly explain the head and he must have been like, what a mess you are.
The head?
The head mess. What a mess you are.
Real. But luckily I walked in and you know when you just know with someone if you vibe them or not?
Vibe.
Luckily I didn't because
you didn't
if I vibed
it.
Him and then these alarms were going off and my head was all scrapey and and I was like trying not to spew on this day, I would have been like, I've just lost my chance with the one.
Yes.
But luckily I was like, I'm actually not vibing him. So this, I'm just going to have a funny story out of this.
Great.
Yeah. So he was easy to talk to. And then the first alarm went off.
Why did you not vibe him straight away?
You know, when you just know, like sometimes you just know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like it's just a feeling.
Yeah. Like nice enough, but
yeah,
not
nice
enough.
Yeah. And maybe the hangover was putting me off, but whatever. I just was like, I just need to get through this. Just like the next hour or so, just get through
scrapey
it.
Scrapey head wouldn't have helped either.
Yeah, no.
And so then, the first alarm went off and it was kind of fine. Like he didn't really make much of a deal. And I just like, oh, I've got to go to the bathroom. And he's like, okay. But then after that first alarm, we were kind of talking about our jobs and stuff. And he was asking me lots about my job. And obviously, and he was like, oh, so do you talk about things that go on in your life on air? Like, does your personal life sometimes come into it? And I was like, no.
Yeah,
so I kind of like was like, sometimes. And then like just went quiet and he just kind of was like, okay. And then so then when the second alarm came up, I just looked at him and he looked at me and I was just like,
no,
this
Trin.
Is for the radio
no!
show.
No! It's not what we wanted!
Trin!
No! Take the money off Trin!
Trin, you owe us $100.
Yeah, me and Abby. So that's 200.
Yeah, we
can. I'm sorry, but I just
couldn't.
I couldn't.
Well, what did he say?
He was just like, okay.
And he wouldn't get the joke either. He'd have to explain the whole context of First Date Friday. And then have to explain he hasn't been working. Then you say, oh, you know, it'd be a 15-minute conversation about why this is funny.
And then then the next alarm would have gone off.
Yeah, and I didn't mention that it was a segment. I just kind of said, oh, they knew I was going on a date and they just thought it'd be funny if I did this.
But and he's like, it's not.
Yeah. He was like, and then he was kind of just like, oh, like, will you talk about our date on the show? And then I was like, maybe. And
maybe.
It's just all gone a bit like,
oh.
Like, Fury, fury.
So, okay, but we got what we wanted.
Yeah, we did. We got
drama.
The weird stuff, yeah.
Well done, Trin.
Yeah. Next time, you don't have to physically harm yourself in order to do the first date Friday. But I'm glad the commitment is there.
I'm just glad I ripped the Band-Aid off, you know?
Honestly.
Yeah, now put it back on. If you are going on a date this weekend at Hot Nights with Abby, send us a DM. We will pay you. And you know what? We probably will give you a challenge. It'd be good. It'd be a good challenge. We're paying you. Like, it's fun. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Hot Nights podcast.
So, I know this is a audio medium, but you might hear that I sound a bit different.
A bit more mysterious.
A bit more I would say so. So, I've actually dyed my hair.
You dyed your hair.
It's now brown.
Wow.
Brunette, as they say.
Brunettes.
It is very close to my natural colour, I think.
Yeah.
Haven't been my natural colour ever.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I was very blonde. Then when I started to go a bit dark when I was in my teens, you know, I would get highlights. And then I dyed my hair very dark brown. Then I dyed it ginger. Then I dyed it back to blonde. Then it was dark blonde. Then it was light blonde. Then it was Balearic. Then it was... So I've had like every like... quote unquote natural hair colour, you know what I mean? Like I haven't had blues or pinks or, you know, greens, but I've had like dark brown, light brown, dark blonde, light blonde, white blonde, bleached hair, ginger. I've had everything. So I just, my hair was so dead after Masked Singer that I was like, yeah, I'm going back to my natural colour. So I think the roots is my natural colour. I have very dark hair.
Very dark.
I know, very mysterious, some would say.
I couldn't, you know what? So mysterious, I don't even really know the tone.
Exactly.
How do you feel... a bit different? Like, have you always, I mean, this is maybe completely off the mark, but do you, when you're like bleach blonde, do you feel a certain way? Or when you're like close to your natural colour, do you feel more grounded? Do you feel more, you know, do you feel like when you maybe go ginger, do you feel a bit
naughty?
A bit naughty. Like,
naughty.
This is where I'm going.
I wish. So my hair is very natural, cool, dark brown. So when I had ginger hair, it required a bleach, like a scalp bleach and then a dye of the top.
So there you go.
Which was far too much maintenance. If I had like a lighter coloured hair, like a strawberry blonde hair, or like a light, naturally really light blonde hair.
Gorgeous.
I'd have red hair. Like my favourite look on me was the red hair.
Really?
Oh my God, it was so good. It was so amazing, but unfortunately I can't maintain it. I do feel like I'm like... very like natural vibes, like I'm ready for like summer to wear like just wear like a bit of like cream blush and like some mascara and go out with like my hair in like a curly bun or something with like a clip and then like wear like maybe like spell dresses like those floral pattern like, you know what I mean? Like
that's what I'm saying, you know, the brown hair is kind of just more flowy.
It is more flowy and I hope my hair gets longer and healthier because it's only just for the next year or so just to... let the natural hair grow out, and then I'll be back to blonde. It was also that, like, it was going very weird colours from all the heat styling. It was, like, very orange, but not in a fun ginger way.
So you've had to – I have no idea about hair dyeing. But did you – so you've obviously gone back to your natural hair, but doesn't it mean they've dyed it again, which means that they would, like, still be doing more work to it? So if you're trying to get it to be healthier and they're doing more work to it, wouldn't putting more colour in it do the opposite effect?
Yes, but now it means my hair can grow without needing my regrowth touched up, without needing the bleaching to keep happening.
Sense.
Yeah. So, yes, it does do, like, more stuff to it now. But you know what? I've got my K18 and, yeah, Max was like, oh, my God, he did it so nonchalantly. But, like, I've been so many hair colours. And also I decided this before the Logies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was going to reveal the Logies and brunette hair.
I've always only ever had brown hair, but I would have no care to dye it, whatever. Really wouldn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. What colour should we dye Rowan's hair?
No, not like that.
That's interesting. Max, Rowan like said that. He actually wouldn't care.
I wouldn't care.
Should we bleach your hair?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, bleach. I wouldn't do frosted tips, but like I would do a bleach. I would do a full blonde.
So you'd let us bleach your head on air?
No, because then it'll go orange.
No, it won't.
When you do, aren't the home jobs the hardest ones?
No, I used to bleach my hair completely. I'll show you a photo of me. My hair was very dead, but I'll show you a pic. I got it very crystal clear. Laura, my mum, has been bleaching her own hair since the 90s, babe. She doesn't go to a salon.
Power woman.
And look at Laura's hair. I've learned from Laura.
Bleach my hair? Cool. See, it's not hard. Why am I sweating?
All right, so tune in next week. Bleach Rowan's hair. We'll figure out a time and you can see how it feels, how the bleach on your scalp.
Oh, doesn't it burn though?
I don't know.
I think you do know.
I don't know.
Hot Nights, that is Chatfield.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
Hot Nights, that is Chatfield. We are finished up for a Monday. Started the week off right. I hope you did
too. We love it.
We love it.
It was so fun.
So fun.
So long, farewell, Avita and adieu, 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 adieu.
Hey, you better be listening tomorrow if you want to win $500 thanks to The Masked Singer. The only way you win the money is if you've watched The Masked Singer
tonight. You've got to watch it, guys.
It's the only way to do it. If you missed it, you've been listening to Hot Nights, cheers. But go watch it now on 10 Play and see you tomorrow for $500. Bye, guys.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have-